Hey, how you going? It's Scott Drinkwater, and you're listening to On the Ranch.
Who needs defense when you've got attack like ours?
Oh, we do.
Okay. Welcome to On the Ranch. You know what they say, the best defense is a good offense. Maybe. I don't know if that works for NRL. Still, yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyway, welcome to On the Ranch by Molly Malone's Irish Pub there on the eastern end of Flinders Street. Go and have a pint. Say g'day to Cole. Sign up to the Patreon. Get yourself a free drink. Thanks, Cole. Hi, I'm XR Bob. Sometimes you can find me on Twitter. I'm using that less and less these days. It's a cesspool. That guy over there, Morgan Holmes-Evans, welcome to the table.
Hey, everyone. How you doing?
I'm glad you started talking then.
I was just waiting to see if we hang you out to dry or not. I was trying to work out, do I talk or not?
I'm like, these guys have done a little pre-chat. Now they've screwed me over. Thanks very much.
I'd say the eastern end of Flinders Street is the best end of Flinders Street. What do you reckon?
It's better than the western end.
Yeah, western end.
Because that's where I go to work.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a bad end.
And nobody likes that end.
No, except Haydays is good.
Yeah, I walk past it every day.
Yeah, good place to go. Good breakfast.
Yeah, I've never actually been in there.
Jump in there this week.
I should have a brew.
Good breakfast, good coffee.
Totally. Sitting across from me, sporting a royal blue paperboy hat.
Flat cap.
A what now?
Flat cap.
Okay, that's not what I heard. That is Pistol Blazing Two Guns.
Oh, it's good to be introduced onto the pod. You can't just start talking while you're... Haven't introduced your members it's yet.
Never stopped you ever before.
Yeah, but I've turning a new leaf.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I wonder how long this will last.
Oh, well, as of yesterday, it was the anniversary sinking of Titanic 112 years later, so I thought I'll pay homage and only go when I'm introduced next time. Should
have known that. April 15th, wasn't it? It's the day before because today's my mum's birthday. Happy birthday, mum.
Hit on the April 14th, sunk on April 15th in the wee hours.
Oh, there you go. Oh, very good. Episode 162 of On the Ranch. That's what you're listening to. And a good half an hour or so of patreon.com chat.
It was a good half an hour. I don't know if it was a half hour or good.
But yeah, this is true. Yeah. This is true. It's brought to you by SPF.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Property and finance is what the P&F stands for.
There was a good half hour of not gone to air chat, which was boring as shit about data cables. But hey, whatever float you both.
Look, we were networking is what we were doing.
Yeah, this was business to business.
And when I say networking, I don't mean the joining of said cabling.
Oh. But also, I did realise how easy it is to be an electrician.
Yeah.
So shout out to all your sparkies out there.
For anyone who does data cabling, you're looking at, 8 to 12 coloured cables as opposed to a sparky who has three.
Yeah, for a good day, sometimes two.
This is true.
Yeah.
Sometimes just one.
Yeah, seriously.
Quite often.
And how long does it take you to get your apprenticeship?
Sometimes five.
3 or 4 years?
Sometimes even 12.
Unbelievable. Five.
It's 4 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you doing with 12 cables?
Oh, it's all different universal colour codes.
Nah, you're dreaming.
You got brown, yellow, purple, blue, white.
Don't make up colours.
Green, grey.
He's literally just spurned off the rainbow.
Yeah, he just red, yellow, pink, and green. What's the rest of it? Something orange.
No. See, that's the first year of the apprenticeship is learning the colours in the colours. Rainbow.
What if you're colourblind? What do you do?
It's hard.
Are there colourblind sparkies?
I'd go with assuming yes.
I'm going to say not for long.
Yeah, but
not for long.
Yeah. What do you call a colourblind sparky?
However, I would say that's why the ground is two colours.
That's good.
Colourblind people can see that.
Yeah, at least you get one right.
And I wonder if they can distinguish between brown and blue. Mm. Maybe that's why that's standard colour.
Yeah, maybe.
The insulation sheath on the external.
Sorry, I brought logic to it.
Good point.
Has like braille bumps on them.
Does it?
Does it?
Fuck no.
I was going to say.
was going to say, that is impressive.
The manufacturing process there was just rattling through. That's
very accessibility friendly, if that's the case.
You sold that well, though. I'll give you that. Yeah. That was great. Almost had me believing it. On that Patreon, shout out to Mick Howie for signing up this week. And Scotty Groves joined us last week. Well, we haven't decided whether or not Scotty Groves was a Patreon and then dropped off and then came back, or we don't really know. I should keep track of this stuff.
Just a supporter. Groves is a supporter.
Pretty sure that's why we got a girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys, Howie and Grovesy, you should have got an invite to the Facebook page by now. Check your spam.
Mm.
And if you haven't, hit me up. You can get on the Facebook. That'll get you into the Stockman group and into our Jibber Jabber page where we chat a lot while the game is on.
Yep.
Sometimes beforehand, sometimes during other games.
Sometimes give some coaching tips.
And sometimes...
Mid-game?
Yes. Well, you could look anywhere for those, especially lately. That's where we break some news as well, occasionally.
We definitely break news.
One of our reliable sources breaks news.
Yes.
On that one. More on that later. Anyway, to the postman. Thank you on the socials. I got a shout out to a few people who keep giving us some love. I'm not going to mention the points, though. Anyway, I just mentioned the points. One, Trent Yesberg, of course, he likes topping the tables.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would be associated with us. Annie Stewart, Ian Reid, Carsten, our Swiss correspondent, Rob Hovey, Brody Robb, Steve Aston, Eddie Rawlings, Laurie Wood and Jeffrey Kerr. Thanks very much for showing us the love every week.
Thanks, guys.
If you could share us around.
Yeah.
Get your loved ones to listen to us.
Mm.
That would be even better. We're trying to double our listenership.
Yeah. What about if you go into like JB and you hook up to the Bluetooth speakers in there? What do you reckon?
Your favourite cowboy podcast.
Yep. The best one.
Number one.
The number worldwide, one. Worldwide, global and trending.
Number one, longest running in the world. Some poll fun in the Stockman group during the week. Patreon, try to guess when Pistols multi would end.
Yeah, shout out to the Waldos that picked Friday night or Thursday night, the first game.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
That was me.
No faith in Braddy Best, you lot?
I didn't have a lot.
So probably equal numbers of people picked round one as did, game one as did Friday night. So, you know, Friday night is when the multi end. Is that why they call you Mr. Friday Night?
No, well, it's because I do all my best work on a Friday night.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, that was the question from Kat. So anyway, and there was a couple of votes for your joking, going all the way, money is in the bank. Now, those votes were from, let me just read the names here.
Suck ups.
suck.
Peter Coventry.
Merv.
Billy Woodhead. And Uncle Trent Merv. Yesberg.
Yeah.
Billy, you went in all the way.
Billy was going all the way with me.
Unbelievable.
Oh, was he?
Yep. We're going to share it too, just the two of us. None of you's had any faith.
Strangely, after Thursday night, one Pete Coventry said, suck it, you non-believing bundled out in round one voters.
Yep.
So I couldn't tell you who that was.
Yep.
But one thing I'll tell you about Facebook polls is that you can change your vote after the fact.
Yeah, can you really?
Oh, that's cheating. Sounds like a US election.
Yeah. It's the 6 p.m. Friday game.
I went Friday.
Who was that 6 p.m. Friday game? Do we remember that? Yeah.
Oh, not off top, man.
Was it Bulldogs?
Broncos? Broncos?
No idea. Broncos
was 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but Hammer got injured in the first 2 minutes, that crueled anything anyway. But you get a refund if...
Sometimes.
Friday 6 p.m. game was... A win.
I mean, I can look it up.
I don't
actually
think
can't even remember who it was.
Storm, because it was Coates.
Oh yeah, I needed Coates.
Yeah,
yeah.
The one time he doesn't score.
Yeah, the one time.
Yeah.
And I know it's all hindsight, but I think, would Joshie Carr cross again? Nah, Storm are going to run a train on him. I won't go, Joshie Carr.
That's quite a good.
And he scores three.
Yeah.
Great.
RTS didn't get it.
RTS didn't score.
Olam
didn't get any pill.
No. Nope. That's Savage.
Right. Nanai scored.
Nanai.
Coates was a short.
Savage
odds.
Scored.
Militano.
Yeah, he would have scored too.
Yep.
Would have, surely.
I think he did, yeah.
He got halfway.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Could have been worse.
One of the better Pistols multi.
Doing the same this week, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've gone something different.
I'll look forward to it.
I'm about 80% confident this week. I'm not 100.
This is not what we're looking for. We're looking for 100.
Nah, but I've put it on my own money, so every week I still put on the multi myself.
Yep. All right.
It's up to Fusion Networks if he remembers to put it on.
Unfortunately, every week I put it on.
Except for that time when you didn't and it won.
Yeah, there might have been once.
Yeah,
it was last year when if you put it on that night, Yavin Hurts ran 33 run yards.
Changed, but odds changed, changed a lot.
39 run right. yards, and he hits 37 run yards. Like, if you put it on that night, we're $2,000 richer. Yeah.
I do it on the night now.
Very good.
Yep.
Speaking of playing at 80%, round six versus the Eels down there at CommBank Stadium. A lovely 14,000 people. Huge. Massive. You'd think they'd get more out at that stadium, wouldn't you?
14,000? Yeah, you don't normally sell that out at about 25 to 27.
Oh, yeah, something like
that. The heart of Parramatta.
Yeah, one would think.
Brand new stadium, 5:30 game.
Four tries apiece in this one, although you wouldn't think so. It certainly didn't feel like that. I was very cranky in the middle of the casino watching this game. So the difference being 4 from 4 conversions for Gutho, 2 from 4 for Holmes, a penalty goal from Gutho, and a cheeky 1-point field goal to the Mustard.
Yeah.
Dejan Arce. 14-10 at halftime. But, yeah, we had Nanai and Chester cross in the first half and Holmes and Drinkwater cross in the second half. I didn't think we were out of this too much. I thought
we were so much better than Para. We had some we had some tries get disallowed, called back.
But some terrible errors, 72% completion rate. But then so did they.
Yeah. When it was 14-10, I'm thinking, we only scored 10. Like, we were so much ahead of them. And then there was a play where they fumbled it in the end goal, felt he's got it to tap it back, and his big toe just hits the dead ball line. That, instead of us getting a goal line dropout, they get a 20-meter set restart.
11 errors, which it felt like a whole lot more than that, but 8 penalties conceded.
Yeah, Parra were definitely holding on, and they did hold on.
I thought we were wrong when Nanai did his traditional, you know, catch for bomb and score. I'm like, oh, here we go. We've got some old form going again.
Fourth minute too. So that's
I thought we're wrong here.
I thought we were wrong when Felt scored in the first 2 minutes, only to get called back by dubious. I mean, probably by the letter of the law, but common sense goes that
there's no common sense.
Footy smarts.
There are no common sense whatsoever in the game anymore.
Didn't go past the pub test, that's
if
for sure.
Felt was
the pub test.
Should be the pub test.
Oh, totally.
If Felt had a Rooster or Penrith jersey on, they award that 4 points.
Yeah probably.
Bronx.
Murray Talangi topping the run meters at 190, but did his hammy apparently in the last couple of minutes. So a
couple of meters too many. Should have done 180.
Hold back a little bit. But, yeah, like I said.
Do we know how long he's out for? Euros.
I think 3 or 4 weeks, I think I saw.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's not too bad.
He heals pretty well. He's a bit of a Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Though.
And the replacement, as we'll get to later, he's good. So I have a lot of faith.
That's right. There's been a lot of begging for it. Notes that I made after this game. Well, I didn't actually make it any after the game because, like I said, I was at the casino.
At the Cass, did you have a win?
Not at the Cass, but I did at the races beforehand.
Yeah, nice.
So I actually didn't even play anything at the Cass.
At all? Not even the state wheel?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I somehow resisted the urge.
Smart.
I spent all my money on beer in the spin cafe. Jesus. That is not a cheap. I had to eat. That is not a cheap place to eat.
The chips there are good.
Missed those. So I said, we can attack like gods, but we defend like minions.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
Your defense sets up your attack.
It can.
It should.
It's just, there's no resilience after an error.
Yeah.
Like, we just fall apart.
Yeah.
Not just that game. We've been doing it almost all season.
Yeah, it was disheartening at times.
And I think, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, we were the highest point scorers. I think we still are. On 177 points, we are still the highest point scorers in the league. We've let in 149 points, which other than the Rabbits on 196 is, there you go, that's the worst now.
Wow.
So.
Well, you need a good defence.
I think even Toddy said in the press conference, fix up your defence. Once our defence has been fixed, then look out.
Win games.
How do you fix that though?
Well, I'm not a coach.
Effort.
No. Did you watch the Scotty Drink mic'd up clips?
Yeah, I did.
He's telling them where to all go.
He's a busy boy.
Mm. He's a busy lad.
Unfortunately, he's amongst some of the ones that make the mistakes. Mm. But like we have said, you've got to be in it to win it, and he's in it.
We've always said that.
We always have. 3-2-1s for round six. Pistol, you kick it off, my friend.
I go on 3 for the drink. It was his 100th game. when we had him on, he said, oh, it's going to be interesting because I'll play 100 games and then the next week I play 100 for the club. So
that's right.
He, yeah, a couple of try assists, immediately. That one that he scored where it was just sort of razzle-dazzle and then the chip over the top and he's batted back and said still stayed alive on the play. I thought that was pretty impressive.
That was good.
Chester didn't look out of place in the centres. That's something that's been good. You know, we lose Hiku last year. Laybutt comes in. Laybutt's now out. Chester comes in. Murray Talangi goes out. Valame comes in. We got stock. We got good beef stock. And then one for Cotter. Just a captain's knock. Bit disappointed with the refereeing on that when I'm not talking to you, Tom Dearden. I'm talking to Ruben. He's the captain. I'm also the captain. No, you didn't do the coin toss. I'm still the freaking captain.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah, Tom was debating something or bringing up something. He said, I'm not talking to you. I need to talk to the captain. I am the captain. Ruben's the captain, but I'm also the captain. Nah, he did the coin toss, so you don't get to talk to me.
So it's like with Spider-Man meme.
That's never been a
thing ever.
What a load of crap.
They just need to both go to a coin toss. Just roll up with your crew.
What? You don't even have to do that. He should know who the coin toss is, and you talk to both captains. That's why Tiger's named seven captains
that,
3 years
yeah,
ago.
That's why, yeah.
So anyone maybe, can talk.
Maybe it is a thing now that if it's the coin toss captain is the on-field captain and Ruben wasn't off the field when this happened.
Thanks a lot, Tigers.
Yeah.
See what you've done now?
Yeah.
That's
a lot of dicks out there. Tigers ruined the whole captaincy thing. Old mate Leak and the Dally M that you can't punt on now.
That was That was Peter Goff too. I don't mind him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the one of the mustache.
He's the mustache.
Yeah, I like Goff.
Yeah.
He's my favourite.
I think he was under a little pressure that game.
Down in Eels.
He looked like he was struggling.
Maybe he had a hard day.
I don't know. I think he was getting a bit
He's all right. I think the bunker has not been giving any favourites or favours to any ref, to be honest.
Oh, you know who the bunker was for that game, eh?
Probably so.
Yes, it was.
No, it was. Yeah, no. That doesn't surprise.
Morgs, your 3-2-1s.
So I've gone, for 3 points, I've gone Drinky 2 on the Centurion.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. 2 try assists, 2 line breaks. He had a good game. 2 points I've gone my boy Cotter, mainly for his defence, if anything. I thought he was really nice on that. And for 1 point, I've gone Big Geordie McLean.
Yeah.
So I tend not to give a big boys enough love, so I think he deserved it in that game.
Nearly went that myself.
Yeah, he did really good.
For Big Geordie.
Yep.
I've gone 3 points for Ruben Cotter. Similar, the defensive style there. Went 2 points for Reece Robson.
Bravo.
Still tackles his ass off.
Mm.
A few errors there, but everyone's got the errors at the moment.
I think if you're doing 200 tackles a game, you're going to have a couple, right?
Yeah, pretty close to that. And I gave 1 point to one Kulikefu Finifuyaki.
Finifuyaki.
Played a full 80 minutes and was solid without being outstanding.
Yeah, it's coming along good.
Which is why you got 1 point.
Yeah,
fair.
Everyone else was rubbish. No.
Bit one-sided here, but the Cowboys, when they play, they just look like a good team to watch, though.
In attack.
Because anything can happen.
Yeah.
You go from a Cowboys game and then someone else is playing. Oh, no, this is even that Sharks-South game, that just looks not nice. Kudos to the Cows.
Yeah.
Up the Cows.
Oh, I mean, we're a little one-sided there. But anyway, 3-2-1 points, done and dusted. You are keeping track of these, aren't you, Morgan? I'm putting them in your spreadsheet for later in the year.
Of course so.
There's a lot of other...
Just make sure we keep the run sheets.
What a trustworthy face that is.
No, you can bank on me. I'm just reliable.
Having a smile.
I'm old reliable. That's what they call me.
Is that? I'm not sure that's what they do call you. Round 7 we're on to. We're into round 7 already.
Okay,
this one's up against the Sharks. Unfortunately, also down in Sydney.
Yeah.
And the winner is?
Well.
You reckon we're staying down there? You reckon we're flying back up?
Well, the boys were on Sunday night with Matty Johns.
Mm-hmm.
Dearden and, Drinky.
I didn't see it.
Dearden and Drinky. Down there hitting some golf courses for a week.
Oh, I think they might be staying down there.
Yeah.
Bit of a camp.
It's not a bad idea. Maybe that's what we need. Bit of bonding.
I think they've had enough of that.
Well, we did it once or twice last year and it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Didn't improve.
And as I say, when we go to Origin, we come back better. So maybe we do need a bit of time away.
Maybe.
We've only had 2 home games and this will be round 7.
We've got a few dads with some young kids. Maybe I just need a good sleep. Am I right, parents? Am I right?
Well, a lot of the kids are down there. Drinky, well, Drinky's kid's down there.
Oh, really?
Well, it was his 100th game.
Oh, that makes sense.
So Drinky's family was down there.
That's fair.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Maybe makes shipped them off.
Yeah, I think they probably, I think now that you say that, a lot of young kids, they probably did fly back for the week.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, a few sleep-ins would be good. Actually, you know what? 30 plus this week.
Whoa.
Bloody Jesus Christ.
It's only the first place Sharks, but look, the Cowboys, very, very, very similar, except for Murray Taulagi with that busted hammy, leaves open room for the non-busted Semi. One Semi Valame gets his start for the year, other than trial games. We don't count those.
Not at all.
Not a bad replacement.
He's a very handy pickup.
There's been some people calling for him for quite some time, yeah. But you know, we don't see what happens during training.
In the behind closed doors segments.
18th man this week is one Jake Clifford and Thomas McKayley in 19th. So, look, there's some stocks, and some of the stocks in reserves is going to change the Sharks.
I would like to see Tom McKayley get a run.
You both have a feeling you might. Soon
you
enough.
Reckon?
Soon yeah. enough. The Sharks, Will Kennedy, Samuel Stone Street, Jesse Ramian, Kyle Eero, sure. Ronaldo Mulitalo, don't put him in your try scoring. Yeah, but he's up against Felty.
26-1, 30 plus.
Braden Trindle, Nico Hines. So pray for cold, dry air.
Dry conditions.
Thomas Hazelton, Blake Braley, Oregon Kafusi, another Kafusi, Britton Nakora, Teague Wilton, and Cameron McInnes.
We might have been lucky here because the Bureau said El Nino finished this week.
Hey, that's
perfect.
So maybe dry conditions.
Dry.
Cold
long as that
dry?
Hair.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday Arvo game too as well. None of this nighttime dew bullshit.
It's only 30 plus, baby.
Yeah.
Channel 9 game, Sunday, 4:05.
How good.
Yeah. Well, it's unusual. It feels unusual that the Cowboys get a Channel 9 game. We've had a few though lately.
Where is it, Shark Park?
Points bet.
Round one, round three, Titans,
what?
Sharks. Yeah.
Channel 9. Yeah. So, this will be Drinky's 100th game for the Cowboys.
What a guy. What a milestone, man.
So, obviously, we know which club he got his first game at.
No, who was that? Storm.
Storm. You balked me.
I like the look at you. I was like,
I'm like Storm, but then I really doubted myself there.
So what's your favourite Drinky moment in the last 100 games?
Well, you want to kick off, Rob?
Do I want to kick off?
Yeah, you want to kick off?
Do you want me to kick off because I said the Golden Point try last year against the Panthers?
You can kick off,
Where he pointed at young Edwards?
Yeah. But I'm going before Pete.
You're going before Pete.
That was good. That was a fantastic moment.
I liked it. He enjoyed that try. That I think really we all good. Enjoyed that try.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
As you would, scoring Golden Point win against the reigning premiers.
Yeah,
amazing. Hey, man.
Was that here?
Yeah.
It was here, yep.
It was here at QCB.
Yep. Made it even the sweeter.
I was up in the Master Club when that happened.
Oh, were you?
Oh,
what a surprise.
Hey, I'm a big fan of being on the homestead, though.
Yeah, that's true.
The place you haven't been to since you've named it.
Behave.
Yep.
Did I lie?
This is that's true. Well, the Knights game I was in Catherine.
Right.
And then the Titans game, Morgs and me were going, except
we have a logistical issue.
Yeah. Logistical drunken train issue.
A real logistical problem.
Please don't go. Stay here with me so I can have a leave pass and keep watching the game with you guys.
Yeah, someone didn't want to get the wrap up.
Drinky's favourite drinky moment, Morgan?
Well, I had a really good one, but since that one... got scuppered.
Scuppered.
If you want to cast your mind back to round two of a 2023 NRL championship season, a lovely day where Drinkwater came up against Brisbane Broncos. He saw a big old Corey Oates in his sights, and he went up and just gave him a little bump.
Legitimate arm wrapping tackle.
And perfectly legitimate tackle. And the old glass jaw, Corey Oates, shattered in 16 places. Also busted his heart and his spine.
It kept him out of the squad
till
last round or the round before.
So hats off to you, Scotty Drinkwater, putting Corey Oates through the Spanish announcer's table at WrestleMania.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's not bad either because Drinky's not the tallest bloke.
He's not known for his ferocious tackles.
And Broyle reports.
And Oates, he flatlined him.
Oates is about 9'7".
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, well, there you go.
Really fixed him up.
I like it.
Bloody good.
A good choice.
Thank you.
Good choice.
Pistol. Not me?
Yeah, Pistol.
I've got a couple. Like, they're hard to
Yeah, but narrow it down.
Hard to Your really favorite. Go up.
You can only like one.
I like how he's become the was the gunslinger to now the organized artillery. Like, that left to right, that just is a bullet that hits felt. Mm. Is that's been a staple. That's been great.
As long as it doesn't get intercepted.
Yeah, we are no. Sydney Harbour.
Yeah, but it's probably more Murray Taulagi, Magic Round 22, where Taulagi went almost out but passed it back on the inside for waiting Drinkwater to score first try scorer, which someone might have had a little bit of champagne on.
This is why it's Pete's favourite.
That's your so your favourite Drinky moment was a miraculous pass from Murray Taulagi.
Murray.
There's one of them. Like I Having said, there's been a fair few. There's been some good ones. Perth Knights. He was a standout performer in that. Good he couple is, of runaway tries.
He has.
He kicked over the top for a hammer that got hammer onto the scene.
He is pretty good at being around when someone does an offload.
Yes.
Yeah.
Backup play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can see where you're going. With
Second
that.
Phase. Yeah.
Second phase.
Second phase that's play. The I like to term. Call it. Yeah.
That's right.
But
probably wish we had more of it, just quietly.
But another one is when Hammer got injured, which you don't want, he came in and stood up and became the fullback that we needed.
Mm. Yeah.
Not that Hammer was bad.
No, that's right.
But he...
Well, he's good enough that he pushed him out.
Yeah. What,
filled in for an injury and filled, then
yeah.
owned his the position.
Job. Yeah. I was going to play 5/8, but we've signed Chad and Dearden, so I'm not going to be 5/8. And I've got a battle with the fullback position. And
yeah.
I'm not in the starting side for the first 4 weeks. And then fought his way in and held it, now made it his own, and he's a North Queensland favourite.
Mm. Did have another favourite that was suggested during the day was the time he came on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then went on Chad's podcast not long after that and said that Chad's podcast was the first one he'd ever been on.
Yeah. Have you ever done podcasts before, Scott?
No.
I haven't done one.
Meanwhile, what? The same mic and everything. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
It was a late night when he came on us. He may have forgotten.
He was with us for a long time.
He did win trophies off us for...
He did.
Bloody player's player.
And he dogged us.
3-2.
But we'll have you back anytime, Scott.
Anytime.
Anytime, Scotty. We'd love
you. That's still actually one of my favourite episodes. If you go back in the back catalogue and listen to episode 100.
Yes.
Was that the big 100?
Was it episode 100?
Yeah. Are you serious?
It's his 100th game.
100th game. This is a sign from the Lord.
Yeah.
30 plus.
30 plus, baby.
Done.
Well, if we're doing 30 plus at 20, we'll just chuck another 5 on the 51 plus. They're going to put points on.
You got to do it.
It's only a couple more.
News this week, one young jet ski has signed with the Broncos. We'll leave in 2 weeks.
Dead to us.
And then when Lukey comes back. Sorry, we'll leave in 2 weeks when Lukey comes back, but we've also signed a Doggies back rower.
I'm conflicted.
And the Doggies back rower is Harrison Edwards, I believe.
Who the fuck
is that? Harrisons you see getting around?
Do you think his parents are fans of Indiana Jones?
Could be, yeah.
Or Star Wars, or Air Force One,
or Blade Runner.
Or
The Fugitive.
Or Woody.
Or Sabrina.
Woody Harrelson.
No, Harrison. It's not Harrelson.
It's close.
It's not. Close. I mean, no, it's not really. It's totally spelled differently.
Yeah. I tried.
She I just wanted to join Mitchie. In. He's got a boy called Harrison.
He does. Yeah, so this Canterbury forward, Harrison Edwards, it's a long-term deal. It's like 3 years.
What do we know about him?
It's a solid rugby league name, Harrison Edwards.
Yeah.
He's got two last names but also two first names.
That's true.
That's a double to 100.
He's 23.
He's played 17 games for the Bulldogs since making his debut in 2022.
Looks like a big lad.
Not necessarily a good thing.
He's 6'4".
Bulldogs did not go well in that time. 6'4".
He's 6'4". He's 6'4", 105 kilos.
That's what we want.
He's got a concussion under his belt this year already.
Oh, no. That's him. Set it back.
No, but it's interesting to see how he will go. 3 years here. Who knows? Contracts don't mean much these days.
No.
So Jetski will play, I believe, two more games for North Queensland before being free to join the Broncos. But he is heading down there to be with family in sort of a Gilbert-style move.
Yeah, we wish him well.
So all the best. He's been a good utility for us.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't bag anyone. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a business thing these days, the whole game. He's not leaving to go, hey, these guys want to pay me a shitload more than you guys do. Well, this is, he's going for family issues.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we surprised that Bronk's on him? Like, I'm just a little surprised.
Yeah, but they do need someone to tighten up an edge there.
Yeah, I mean, it's very convenient that he got the job that he was looking for.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, he could have looked at multiple other avenues, but Broncos was an option.
Well, I mean, one or two. Free.
But I mean, you could look at
Titans Dolphin
Q Cup as well. It's not like I guess so. Oh no, he's in NRL. He's NRL level.
Yeah, it's going back a bit.
But again, anyway, all the best to one Jack.
The good jet luck, ski.
Good jet ski. Yeah,
and that glorious mullet.
He did bring the hair, didn't he? Did he?
Did he cut it off?
Yeah, he cut it off on the weekend.
Oh,
what?
The mullet of power was gone.
Get
That's
out
why
of
we got
town.
Beaten.
This is
yeah. What?
Unreal.
Ruined.
What was your drinky moment?
That was mine. That was me.
All of them.
Got a good memory, just like me.
So how many times would it be in an NRL season that if Jetski gets good enough and plays for the Bronx and plays against Cowboys this year,
what?
How many times has it been that a player has played for a club against another club and then played against that club in the same calendar year?
Someone did it last year.
Oh, Joe Offa-Hengawi.
And I think it was the very next game.
Yeah, no, but he played Cowboys. He was playing for Tigers and Tigers played Cowboys, and that's when they flogged shit out of us. And then he got a release to Parramatta.
Yeah.
So he played Cowboys twice in a row. I'm saying, like, well, has someone played for...
I see what you're saying.
A Cowboy, so Jeski's played for the Cowboys against Bronx, and then there's a chance he could play for the Bronx against Cowboys in the same year.
Did we play the Dragons after Looch signed?
Looch didn't play for the Cowboys this year.
No.
Not this year.
No, that's what I mean.
When he joined the Cowboys,
yeah.
Did we then play the Dragons? Because he came in mid-season.
That's one comes straight to mind, mate.
Yeah, that's going because it's a Cowboys thing. But I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah, for sure.
There's been plenty of mid-season transfers over the years. I'm sure that's happened somewhere along the way.
It's only been prominent since COVID has.
All right, listeners, if you can remember a player who has swapped club and then played their old club afterwards in that same calendar year, I'm sure there's been
one or two have done it. I think it was a Storm player that may have done it. I've got this weird memory about a Storm player.
Maybe David Nofaluma.
Could have been.
Played for the Tigers and then played. I don't know if Storm played Tigers. Who knows?
Money.
As we mentioned last week, and we'll be playing next week, and Rail Motor are going to be in town playing at the Stewart Hotel Friday, April 26th, the Bowley Barn, Saturday the 27th, and the Seaview, Sunday the 28th of April. So keep that in your calendar. Pick one of those days. Get on down and have a listen to Rail Motor live. They go off like a frog in a sock.
Yeah.
You ever seen a frog in a sock?
I personally haven't.
No, can't say I have either.
I've seen an egg in a sock.
I've seen a toad in a hole.
That's also odd.
Yeah, no, me brother Steve, this is going back like when I was 8 or so.
Right.
And we're living, we holiday down to Temora where Dad's from. And so he's... sister or whatever has a farm and chickens, and so a fresh egg had been laid, and so Steve thought he might be able to get a chick out of this, so put it in a sock on the heated mattress, the heat blanket,
excellent,
to try and make sure, and I didn't realize and stuff arsing about, and I've gone and jumped on his bed and broke the egg.
Brilliant. Oh, Lord. That's a terrible story.
I love it. All right, tipping comp at footy tips.
And then he had to whack me. I was like, what was that for? You just make me a chicken.
He's got
to
whack you, yeah. Footytips.com.au, our tipping comp is going off, like said, frog in a sock. Robbo mode leading it again, still on 41 points. 2 points behind is Castle Hill Hot Boxer, who's only used one joker, by the way. Chris North, number five, is on 38 points in third place, along with Hale 7. They've used a joker each. Chris North used his this week and tipped 6. Well done. Costco Hotbox at tip 7, just quietly. Cheater. Dearden's Nut.
Definite cheaters.
Dearden's Nut and Cotterby the Cowboys are on 37 points apiece in 5th and 6th. Valentine Fly Holmes. Now, how did Hendo get this high?
Did he use a joke?
Yeah, he did use a joker. That's how he got this high. So him, Ojako, and Rock Lobster are in 7th, 8th and 9th on 36 points apiece. And then in 10th, or equal 10th, Cody O'Hara and Josh 9-5-5, who I believe might be one Josh Elmer. I could have that wrong. So, yeah, that's the top 10 on the public tipping comp. As we head down, Bag of Python Seed in 16th spot, Methodical Flamethrower in 25th, Ma'am Cunster in 24th. What a name. I love it. Lamitch, 27th. Get Your Tips Out, 29th. Fuck Off in 30th. I'm going to say it every week as long as you keep that name. I love it. Haven't used a joker too. I like it. I like it a lot. Trax is on the Ranch, who I believe was last year's winner. He's in 34th. Martin O'Reilly, Townsville Man, Egg in Cups. Now, I have a feeling this is Russell. He's in 41st, friend of the pod, Red Hot Richie.
Can you elaborate on Egg in Cups?
Eggs in Cups.
Last week when Morgan didn't know what an egg cup was.
All right.
He's still sitting there going,
doesn't sound like me.
Yeah. How did you not know what an egg cup is?
I don't have any recollection of this. I didn't know what an egg cup was.
That's because we were on the piss. You can't remember what we were talking
about.
Yeah,
it must have been.
Yeah. Pistol wanted you to pour his sheepdog into it.
Like I just need a little shot glass or something.
Yeah, an egg cup. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And you had no shot glass. So I said, have you got an egg cup?
Oh, that sheepdog was pretty strong.
What the hell's an egg cup? Yeah.
Pistol Blazing Two Guns in 48th.
Bit of a fall.
Only tipping 4 this week.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Knights against Roosters stuffed me.
Stuffed you completely.
And then the Tigers over Dragons. I've been going for the Red V all year, except when they played us.
Yep.
And I change and...
No. See? Never change. Swiss Cowboys in 52nd. He's nearly catching your pistol.
Yeah. He's miles off.
Zach Lazepipe is in 58th, having used a joker. Golden Point Sucks is in 59th. Rob on the Ranch, that'd be me, 61st. And I've got to find 2012 Ben Barber. Cough, help me up. Webster One, who was one of our previous winners, on 66th. Winky's Weapons, Hessen Did, and it's Guy Love. Golf Ball Whacker Guy, 72nd.
Hey, aren't you someone else, though?
No, he changed his name, but it still doesn't change on Footy Tips.
I've got to do it on the website, apparently, not on the app.
Right.
The app's...
You've got a laptop there now.
Welcome to Disney.
It's busy.
Christine, Christ in a Door.
Christ in a Door.
Christ in a Door.
That was a Schofield tattoo.
And 70, of course it was.
No, it was Christ in a Rose.
Yeah. My bad. North Queensland Bin Chickens in 82nd. Where is Mal's Pies? 91st.
91st. How many did he get this week?
4 as well.
I'm not traveling that bad. It just shows you how hard the competition is.
It is. It's
like I'm getting 6s and 4s.
It's difficult. You can't be average in this competition anymore.
I'm drowning in this thing.
Yeah. 116th spot, but tipped 5 this week, so not terrible, is the potato.
That's pretty good. 5.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Only on 17 points.
Yeah, it's almost like me. Hey, look, what
a great idea this potato was.
If I beat the potato, there's a bit of pressure on me now.
I think maybe we should leave the potato out in the sun for a little while.
Yeah.
However, the potato is beating Cambo 22 version 2.0.
What a suck for Cambo. Oh, Cambo.
That's what happens, Cambo.
I don't even know who that Cambo is, but it sounds like he sucks.
Well, he's version 2, so who knows?
I'm just giving shade at my fellow...
That's right.
Listeners.
Now, on our Patreon subscriber tipping comp, Trax is on the Ranch is leading it.
Cheater.
Again. He's leading it again.
Yeah, he can.
Hot on his tail, 1 point behind him, Valentine Fly Holmes. That would be one, Hendo. Camo 99 in third. Get Your Tips Out in fourth. Dearden's Nut in fifth. Grizzly 87 in sixth. Townsville Man in seventh. Old Back the Spud in eighth.
Oh, wouldn't
name. You might want to change your name, mate.
Like that. That's good.
It's not going well. Pistol Blazing Two Guns in ninth, and the Swiss Cowboy in 10th on that one there. Yes, exactly. So that is on the OTR subscribers.
Mm.
Our Patreon fans, very, very dedicated crew, those ones. But Thursday, as we head into round seven, Thursday, the 18th of April, 7:50 p.m., Allianz Stadium. The Roosters are up against the Storm. $1.90 a piece. Flip a coin. Morgs, flip your coin, mate.
Get a coin and flip it, Morgs.
Roosters or Storm?
I'm really going to go well this week. I'm going Stormers by 8.
12.
No, 12.
Oh.
Yeah, Storm. 12.
Ah.
Yep.
Interesting.
Lock it in, Eddie.
Interesting. I'm going to go Roosters by 2.
Oh.
Changing my margin.
You have.
I have. I normally go the 4 going, the 2 this time. The Spud is going the Storm.
Yep.
And Pistol's going.
I'm going Storm by 1.
By 1. Righto. Okay.
And William Defoe?
Storm.
Very good. Friday the 19th, 6 p.m. at Wynn Stadium is the Dragons at 270 and the Warriors at $1.47, Morgan.
I'm going to Waz, baby.
Also going to Waz.
I'm up the Waz.
The Spud's going the Dragons.
Classic Spud.
Sorry, Bill.
I'm going the Dragons. Big Red V.
Going the Red V.
The Red V. Yeah.
Look at you go, little Red V boy.
8 p.m. TIO, the Eels $1.45, the Dolphins $2.75. Morgs.
Where's TIO?
Ah, this was my trick.
That's Northern Territory,
it's
isn't
Darwin.
It?
It's Darwin.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm going Dolphins.
Yeah.
See, somebody knew this.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure TIO was Darwin. The Eels don't,
Parra
play, well
don't
in Darwin.
Play well in Darwin.
No. I'm going Dolphins all the way.
And they don't, but the Dolphins have just got injury after injury.
Yeah, they got Bennett.
They got what?
Wayne Bennett.
Oh. They got the monsoon up there.
Who's going to be? You know when Milford put the hit on Walsh? I swear Milford, I thought that was Connolly Lemuelo.
Oh. He has porked up a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Got some beef.
I wasn't exactly...
Got beef.
Yeah. And I thought, I was sitting there going, no, that, I thought the commentators had it wrong. I'm like, that's not Milford. What's he on report? It was Connolly. And I think young Eddie was sitting beside me and he's like, no, that was Milford. What are you talking about?
Young Eddie Hewitt.
Yeah, exactly. Young Eddie Hewitt. So you're going the Eels.
No, I'm going Dolphins.
You're going the Dolphins?
Dolphins and TIO.
You're older than him by about 2 months. Oh, young Eddie.
Yeah. And carry on. Everyone's younger than me. I'm going to go, now that's in Darwin.
Yeah, no, you stop being a cheater and changing your picks.
I've literally just clicked it.
Everything was good until Morgs asked where TIO Stadium was. I was heaping that one up my sleeve.
I knew where it was. I just wanted to bring it up.
I'm going there. I'm going to go to the Eels.
Yeah, the whole crowd knows.
I think the Finns are they're going to struggle. The Spud has gone the Eels.
I've gone the Dolph Lundgrens.
You're going the Dolph Lundgrens.
Can you just check the team list for the Dolphs? I want to see if my boy Valens Tavare's in.
Ooh.
Which game's that?
Dolphins.
Who's that big lad we loved at Valance. Magic? That's Valens.
Yeah.
If he's in, go 50 plus.
He's the one they were saying.
He's my boy.
He was 10 kegs too heavy pre-season.
Oh, look, I don't care how heavy he is. He's a wrecking ball.
But he came back and lost it within a week.
He's got moves.
Oh, he's in number 12. Yeah.
He's got steps, baby. Like, he has steps.
No, he's not in. He's in that reserve.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No Val.
No Valance.
No big Val.
He's my number one.
Saturday the 20th, 3 p.m., Carrington Park. Don't ask me where that is. I'm Carrington sure someone will look Park. It up. The Panthers are $1. Is this the one out at Bathurst? Yeah, Bathurst. Okay. Penrith are $1.17. Tigers are $5. Morgan.
Nah, Tigers are Buckley's of getting a try here. Penrith all the way.
Yep, I'm going Panthers as well. The Spud's going the Panthers.
This was a toss-up game for me, actually.
Of course it would be.
Well, see, Tigers beat Penrith in this same fixture last year in that pouring rain.
True.
And they're paying 15-1.
Panthers, they'll be missing Luai.
And still Cleary.
And still Cleary.
I have tipped Penrith, but I would not be surprised if the Tigers do this.
Well, okay.
I was pretty good at my pick last week was beware the wounded bulldog. And Storm were lucky to beat that game.
Yeah.
And I did say that the Manly Warriors game was going to be the match of the round. It was a 22-all draw.
Not far off. Look at you go. Mr. Predictions just over here.
Quietly, I think he may have picked the Eagles over Richmond too.
And I did pick Eagles over Richmond.
Did you just? Yeah.
This could be the first time you get a victory in 40 games. Yeah, and they got up.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, Pete is our heater.
So you went. Money on it.
I've gone Penrith, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tigers win.
All right, Bill.
Penrith.
Very good. 5:30 p.m. Seabus Super Stadium. Titans $3.50. Manly $1.30. Morgs.
Manly unbackable.
Yeah, Manly. Same. Spud's gone Manly.
I've gone Tights. It's got to change. It's got to change.
Titans are rabble.
Desi up against his old team. Bit of bad blood there.
He's cooked.
21-20 game in the 89th minute in Canberra.
God, well, if he's swearing at... who's swearing at who? I think it was Ricky who was swearing at...
Was that real or was that fake?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
They reckon they had a Barney in the...
In the sheds.
In the sheds.
Yeah, I saw the video. Was there like a video released?
Was it?
I think it was fake.
The two coaches are going to have to look at this one. Fake? How do you fake that?
I think it was fake.
All right, 7:35. Oh, sorry, you weren't going Manly?
Yeah, I'm going Titans.
Oh, that's right, you were going Titans.
Manly.
Yeah, going Manly. Everyone's sensible, even the Spud. 7:35, Suncorp Stadium.
Rewind where I am on the ladder.
Now, this is Saturday, 7:35 p.m. at Suncorp again. Mm. What a surprise. The Broncos are $1.37, Raiders are $3.10. Ooh, I like that's juicy. Morgs.
I got to go Bronx at home.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm
Lane
tipping.
Park.
I'm tipping Raiders here. I know where it is, but it's Saturday night. It's not Friday night. They'll get disoriented. The Spuds go on the Bronx.
I've gone the Raiders. Can you just check up too, Dior? There is the history over the last probably half a dozen games. Raiders are Broncos bogey side.
Is that right?
Yeah. Raiders always somehow beat them against all odds. Remember last year when I think Marty Tapau kneed Rapana in the head and he was split open?
Yeah, so 2020...
Broncos should have won that, but they didn't.
2023, round six, the Raiders beat the Broncos 20 points to 14.
Yeah.
Round 26, the Broncos beat the Raiders 29-18.
Yeah, right, eh?
Yeah.
What about the year before?
That's all I can see right in front of me here. But, yeah, so anyway, we'll see
they
what
want
happens.
A piece. Yeah. Raiders always turn up against the Bronx.
Okay, all right. Hey, I'm tipping them. And at $3.10, it might be a lazy on. There might be a cup of coffee.
It could be a
could be a cup of coffee.
Could be a cup of coffee. See, this was one week where the multi could have... the Broncos probably might win, but... You could have all four Queensland teams, Lions and Suns. It could be a six Queensland team affair this weekend.
Problem here, if Raiders win, that keeps them above us on the ladder.
That's fine, because I want the Broncos below us.
I like you. I like the way you think.
I'd rather the Bronx and Roosters not even looking at finals.
Well, you might get your wish this year. Bill.
Go on, Broncos.
Good choice. Sunday, 21st of April, 2024, 2 p.m. A core stadium.
Knights have a history of pumping the dog, so Knights it is.
$1.85 plays $1.95. Go on the Knights, you reckon?
Knights, yeah. They smashed them last time, 66-0 or something.
You've got a very biased...
I do. I was actually outlook. Looking for a reason to go with dogs because I'm like, I've got to come around at some point, but no, I'm sticking Knights.
It was 66-0 round 18, 2023.
Yeah.
It was 42-6 round 24, 2023.
So that's a bollocking. I'm going Knights.
Bulldogs have... changed a lot though, and they're coming off a tight game.
Yeah,
if I was going to bet dogs, it would be possibly this game.
That 66-0 scoreline there, that was the start of the Knights' climb.
Yeah,
that was sitting 16th until then, and then they made it to week two of the finals.
Yeah,
was that a coach
or was that
killer?
Round 18?
Something like that.
Was
that
a coach killer?
So,
dogs?
In nine games, they've really gone from 16th to week two of the finals.
Well, it was a streak, it was like an undefeated streak. Oh, no, yeah. Undefeated straight. And then everyone thought they were going to be a powerhouse this year.
Yeah.
And they're currently sitting in 14th.
And the wise words of Charlie Murphy. Wrong.
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 I'm going to go the Dogs here. I think it's at a core and the Knights, you know, they also went down to the Roosters, whereas Bulldogs only went down to the Storm.
I will remind you, the Dogs might be a bit flat. They've just lost Harrison.
Yeah, fair.
He might be. True. He might be like our Gilbert.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. The Spuds go on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I've gone the Woofers.
The dogs is done. Yeah. Doggy, you let the dogs out.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got, Bill?
I got the dogs.
I like it. Very good. 405 points bet. Sharks, $1.65. Cowboys, $2.25. Morgan.
Well, that's a points bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is at Shark Park.
That's right.
So, I mean.
But daytime dry hair, Nico.
Yeah. It is El Nino gone. No monsoon season down in Sydney. I will go over Cowboys, number one, to the top.
Because even if he squirts his hair and it's a sunny day, that hair's only wet for five.
Yeah, we're coming into winter. It's dry, humid conditions. Yeah. Dry conditions. Straight off the Three Sisters.
Well, that's as the crow flies, that's how the wind goes.
It's a westerly. It's a strong westerly.
That's right. Look, they were torn apart by the rabbits. Sorry, they took it to the rabbits. I don't think that wore them out. So
rabbits almost pinched that one.
A dry haired Nico, I like your thinking. Look, if Cowboys can get their defense right, then this week, they win. So I'm tipping Cowboys. Spud's tipping Cowboys?
I'm tipping definitely Cowboys.
And Bill?
Cowboys.
Also Cowboys. Cowboys.
Yeah, good man. Good
and
man.
That is NRL round 7 for 2024. What a tipping comp this is turning out to be. And I'll have a quick look at Super Coach. Unfortunately, I'm not in the top 5 this round for outright point score. Oh,
neither am I.
However.
Am I?
I'm sitting 4th in the overall ladder. So I just wanted to point that out.
Am I in the top 5?
No.
Oh.
No, actually, I don't know. Let me have a look. You are currently sitting, what was your name?
The Hounds of Justice.
Hounds of Justice. There are 25 people in the comp and you are 18th.
Yes. Yeah, all right.
5,813 points in total. The top player, Big Willie and Mike Hunt, is 6,754.
Yeah.
You got a bit of ground to make up, but it's a long season.
Yeah.
Well, you wait. Well, once Origin kicks in.
I've got this.
It could happen. Big Footy Guy is in second place. Simon, Norfolk and Chance is in fourth, getting felt up in fifth, and Scotty Drink Milk in sixth. So, yeah, there's some points there. Coming in last is Magic Makers, 4,635. Mate, it's a tough season. A lot of things can happen between here and the end. I had Scotty Drinkwater still as my captain. Didn't go as well this week.
No.
No, but I also had Hammer and he got 3
Which
points.
Which is a shame because he scored a try and had 2 try assists, so you would think he would score.
His points,
that was all his points.
Yeah, his points were okay, but they weren't brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when you've got Hammer and he goes off after the second minute, it doesn't help. To a ridiculous friggin' run that he didn't have to do either.
I didn't see how he went off. I wasn't watching the Broncos game.
So Oates,
I was at the front on the driveway.
Oates got an intercept. Ran away with it. This is against Broncos. And obviously, because Oates. And it was like a forward pass or offside or something like that. And so Oates was called back, but he didn't hear it. So Oates was running to score 90 metres.
Mm.
And Hammer chased him. Also didn't hear the ref. Tackled him right on the line. It would have scored, but it was because it was called back. It was no try, and that's when Hammer did his hammy.
No.
Dead ball. Dead play.
Yeah. Completely unnecessary play. No. Yeah, he does his hammy. Yeah.
Ref should have kept up.
Well, I mean, he was blowing his whistle, so he just couldn't hear it because I guess that's what happens at where that was at Suncorp, wasn't it?
Heat of battle.
Yeah.
In the cauldron.
Yeah.
He's blowing the whistle. Like the whistle. Flow rider.
Yeah, pretty much. Something like that.
Yeah, broke him. Got him a beauty. All right. Good reference. Time again. We were close last week. We're getting there. We're not too far away from Jagan 1. And this is Pistols Multi, all brought to you from the lovable team at Fusion Networks. It's me, mate, my co-star, my sparring partner's business. He's into IT, he's into data cable, he fixes switches if they've got glitches, he does a lot, he's just a magician with the wires. So, we're going a little simple multi this week, it's a 9-legger. So, we've got...
That's a simple one.
I'm not bothering, I'm out.
No, this one's got legs, this one's good. Warriors to win against the Red V. into Dalin Muteni's Lesniak anytime try scorer. Then Sonia Taruva to score against the Tigers for the Panthers. Then we go on cross code, three leg, same game multi. Lions to beat Geelong, Kai Lohmann to score a goal, Eric Hipwood to kick a goal as well. It's risky business, Eric Hipwood. He's either rocks or diamonds.
he's a lump of coal.
Sometimes that coal is hard.
No, he's terrible.
Got the Raiders to beat the Bronx. Just, I think they'll do it. Rounding it out into
the worst multi ever.
Into Cowboys head to head against the Sharks. Into Felty anytime try scorer. Now, if you've bared with me for that far and you're wondering what we're paying here,
60,000.
127.01 to one power plate, of course. 20 on that's $2,540.26.
Is that it?
$2,540.
You should be paying $500,000.
Hipwood has kicked goals lately. Don't just write this off because of one player and your hatred.
Where's the Lions playing?
Gabatoir.
Mm. Okay.
So that's Pistols Multi this week. We'll have it posted up on the socials, all brought to you by the great team at Fusion Networks. When I say team, I mean one-man band. You do have a team. My mistake.
Shout out to Travis.
Hi, Travis.
Hey, Trav. Mm.
Does Travis listen? He better. It's a condition of employment, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's a great Fusion Networks team. Definitely a team, not a one-man show.
He's got benefits.
Isn't that right, Travis? Yeah. Travis, working. What a guy.
Yeah.
All brought to you, Fusion Networks. Get around it. You got to be in it to win it.
You do if you're not in it.
You do.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Technically, you do.
Oh, what don't you like in that?
Hipwood.
Swap Hipwood out for someone else.
Nah, you watch. He'll do it this week.
You got two last week, didn't
you? This week only.
Yeah. You got two in the first 5 minutes.
He's against Geelong, though. If Tom Stewart's out, you might have me.
I text Skeeny going,
Geelong has good defence.
When you put Hipwood in every other week of your multi and doesn't do nothing, and then the one time he's not in it and he's already got a bag full and it's only 5 minutes in the first quarter.
If I was Fagan, I would have dropped Hipwood. Just drop him. Punch him out of a club. Whoa. Sorry, punch it. Punch is the wrong word.
So is that like a hip drop?
Yeah. No, he's a shocker.
It's a woody hip drop.
He's a shocker.
Yeah.
Send him down to Sydney.
All right, what songs are we going to go this week, gentlemen?
I've got a banger, but do you want to start?
I do have a banger, but I'm going to let Pistol start.
Yeah, I've gone something a bit left of field for me that you guys certainly probably wouldn't associate, but I don't mind the artist. I'd get around her, Alicia Moore. She's a good singer. Pink is her alias.
Oh, really?
Really?
Try.
Try? Try. Okay.
Where there is desire, there is gonna be a flame.
Oh, God.
When there's a flame, it's gonna get burnt. When you're gonna burn, you're gonna try. Not quite.
Try.
I like it.
You gotta get up and try.
That's closer. It's not great.
Well, that's what the Cowboys need to do.
This is correct.
Score tries.
Well, we're fine with scoring tries. We established that earlier.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work with
a song. We're just letting too many in. Yeah. We need a song that just says, you gotta
defend
the try line and shit.
What about just, you know, in America with basketball, defense, just that.
Yeah.
Just play that for 80 minutes.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know what that would be better than?
For the North.
Morgs, go.
Right, I've gone a great band that you don't hear about too much anymore. I've gone Rage Against the Machine, Know Your Enemy.
It's almost like they broke up.
That's true, they did. I figure this is just something that the Cowboys need to run out to. Know your enemy, know what you're doing, get out there and try.
Jeez. Okay. All right. I'm going something a little bit different here. It's a song that you know, but it's been covered by somebody who covers a lot of songs, and you may have seen him potentially in certain feeds, reels, shorts, Instagram feeds. Artist name is Mac Glocky.
Never heard of him.
You've never heard of him?
No.
Not someone who has. He's released a couple of his own tracks, but the cover is of Mr. Brightside. It's as if Mr. Brightside was written by System of a Down.
I know who you're talking about. He's amazing.
He is absolutely amazing.
Yep.
And I don't think he would mind if I played a bit of this.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Listen to the whole thing. He is awesome. So people give him suggestions of what.
Have you heard where he does the one song in like 12 different bands next to each other? Oh, yeah. So good.
Very good at impressions, I'll call it, not impersonating, of he can. So System of a Down, clearly. Deftones, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana.
Yeah.
These kinds of bands. And he can basically, what he does is like that, Mr. Brightside, but as if System of a Down wrote it.
Yeah, right.
And the music and the voice is picture perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, have a listen. Right. I like it.
Get
and
on it.
I've added him, and he's written a couple of his own songs now too.
So. They good?
Yeah, not too bad.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
No, he is cool. He's cool.
He's very cool. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Kat's watching Pirates of the Caribbean tonight.
She is. She's a bit of a pirate. She likes a pirate.
Do you reckon they're at Tortuga?
Ooh, could be.
That series went downhill quick.
It did.
The first three were good. Stranger Tides was a bit of a...
fell off a cliff.
Something different.
Like the flat earthers that just fell off the end of the earth.
Yeah.
Almost walked out.
I like the first two.
The
third one wasn't bad either. World's End.
Yeah.
We were struggling.
It was...
But it closed the story. So Will Turner managed to be the Flying Dutchman, and at the end of it, after all the credits, he's on land with Elizabeth Swann.
Spoilers.
If someone hasn't seen Pirates of the Caribbean 3 yet, I have no fucks to give with that spoiler.
We did so well, too. We got to the end.
Almost. Well, in that case, you find us all at On The Ranch NQ on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Grindr. What? No. Probably not there.
No.
Camera's off.
Yeah. That's all right.
We got a flat. We've got a flat.
Oh no.
That's how good your sign out was. Bill's candid. He's like, that's enough.
I'm Axel Bob on Twitter, allegedly Pistol. On the spot.
On the spot.
Never.
He is back this week.
Is he?
Maybe.
He is not. Morgan Holmes Evans.
Yeah, for Fusion Networks.
Thanks to Fusion Networks. And thanks to YesPF. And thanks to Molly Malone's.
Yep, and welcome Harrison to the Cowboys.
All right, up the boys.
Go the Cowboys.
48-0.
I reckon 30-plus is live.
Ooh.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, we lost Pete.
No, I'm just looking at this thing Joshy Elmer's just written.
Oh, Josh, what's he said?
Like and subscribe.
Read it out.
No, too late.
Oh.
Is it?
Punch it through.
Why do people think Clifford is the solution? He's missed 19 tackles and made 12 errors in 5 games at Q Cup level. Is he going to come in and steer the team around the park? A lot more issues in the team than Chad Taumalolo for starters.
Interesting. We'll leave that for next week. Good night.
Hey, Chaos.